Okay, so you know how we're all glued to our Google calendars these days? I mean, I know I am. But did you ever think it could actually be like a hacker's dream tool?
You're not
We're
wrong.
gonna do a deep dive today on a new phishing trick. It uses something we all trust, Google Calendar and even Google Drawings to get people's info. And it's kind of freaky, honestly.
He really is, all about using that trust we have in these tools we use all the time. Like you see a Google Calendar invite and you just think, oh, meeting time. It's
Right.
not like, hold on, is this a trap?
Yeah, it's like our brains are on autopilot, especially
Okay.
for something like a calendar invite.
Right.
So how are they actually doing this? Like, how are they using Google Calendar and Drawings to get our info?
Okay, picture this. You get an email, looks like it's from your boss or, I don't know, a coworker, maybe even just someone you've emailed before. It's worded casually, like, hey, about our meeting. Details are in this calendar invite.
Seems normal.
Right, total normal. But here's the catch. The sender's email address, it's faked. And the invite, or like a Google drawing that they've linked in the email, it's hiding a redirect.
So, like, where does that redirect actually go? What are they after?
Think like fake websites that look just like the real deal. So a crypto exchange, or maybe like a tech support login, maybe even your bank's website. It's designed to trick you into putting in your username, password, maybe even credit card info.
So they're not just trying to like get into my calendar, they're trying to get into like all my accounts.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's messed up. And you mentioned Google Drawings too. What's the deal with that? Why are they using those?
Because they're kind of sneaky. See, back in the day, hackers used to use Google Forms links in these calendar invites.
Okay.
But security got better at, spotting those. Drawings are harder to check for bad stuff, so they kind of slip through more easily. Plus, a drawing, it can have like a picture or some text that makes it seem totally harmless.
So it's always evolving, right? They
Yeah.
try one thing,
Right.
security gets better, and they find a new way in. It's exhausting.
It's a bit of a cat and mouse game, but that's why we're doing this deep dive.
Right.
The more you know, the
Yeah.
better you can protect yourself.
Awareness is key. Speaking of which, is this just like a theoretical thing, or are there actual examples of this happening out
Oh,
there?
absolutely. I mean, Check Point, some researchers over there, they found thousands of these phishing emails in just a month.
What?
And it's not just like targeting individuals either. They found over 300 brands that were being spoofed in these attacks.
Wait, so companies are being hit with this too.
Oh, yeah.
Not just like individuals.
Yeah, think about the damage a hacker can do if they get into a company's financials
Right.
or their customer database. We're
Yeah.
talking like massive data breaches, financial fraud, even totally locked accounts. It's a huge risk.
Okay, yeah, so this is pretty serious stuff. So companies need to be on high alert. What can they actually do to protect themselves?
The first thing, strong email security. We're talking solutions that go beyond those like basic spam filters. Think like Harmony Email and Collaboration.
Okay.
They use like AI to scan attachments, check links. It's basically like a super smart security guard for the company's inbox.
So it's like having an extra set of eyes, but way more sophisticated, constantly checking for anything suspicious.
Exactly. But it's not just email. Companies need to keep a tight leash on any third-party apps that are connected to their Google accounts.
Okay.
There are cybersecurity tools that can actually monitor these apps for any weird activity. Kind of like a security camera, but for your digital workspace.
Makes sense. So don't just assume that like Google has it all covered.
Right.
You need that extra layer of protection,
Yep.
especially when it comes to that sensitive company data. But what about, us regular folks? What can we do to avoid these Google calendar traps?
Great question. First off, be wary of any calendar invites that you aren't expecting, especially if they're asking you to do something unusual. Like, I don't know, your grandma probably didn't invite you to like a webinar on cryptocurrency investing or.
Probably not. And I'm guessing that free cruise invite is probably too good to be true as well.
You got it. Another thing, never ever click a link without checking where it's going first. Hover your mouse over it. Does the address match what the email says? If not, don't click it. It could be leading you straight to a trap.
Hover before you click.
Yep.
Got it. What else? Is there anything we can do to make our Google accounts themselves more secure?
Two-factor authentication
Okay.
or 2FA. It's your best friend here. Think of it like this. You need your phone and a special code along with your password to get in. It's like imagine a security guard at a building. checking your ID twice.
So even if someone got my password, they still can't get in without that code from my phone.
Exactly.
That seems pretty essential.
Yeah. It's a must-have. And here's a Google Calendar-specific one. Use the known senders feature. It's like a VIP list for your calendar. Only people you know can send invites.
Oh, wow.
Google's pushing this hard for good reason.
Interesting. So I can actually control who sends me invites. I'm definitely enabling that. This has been super helpful. But, you know, what about Google themselves? They created these tools. So are they doing anything to combat these attacks?
Well, they are aware of the issue, that's for sure. They're recommending that, you know, known senders feature we just talked about. And they're encouraging people to invest in, like, those advanced email security solutions like Harmony. But there's this bigger question here, right, about whether they're doing enough.
Right.
And that's a conversation we need to have.
Okay. So we've got Google taking some action, but maybe not enough. Sounds like a good place to pick up in the next part of our deep dive. There's definitely a lot more to unpack here.
You know, it's easy to think, oh, this will never happen to me.
Right.
But the truth is, anyone can be a target. I mean, these hackers, they're playing on our trust in the platforms we use.
Right.
The people we know. And that's what makes these attacks so effective.
Yeah. And it's not like those like old school Nigerian prince emails anymore.
Right.
These are way more sophisticated, harder to spot. It's scary, to be honest.
It really is. And that's why it's like so important to be skeptical. Don't just click on stuff. Always double check who's sending it to you. And never, ever give out sensitive info unless you're like 100% sure you're on the real website.
So last time you kind of left us hanging, you said that Google Calendar, it's not the only everyday tool that could be a target for these phishing attacks. What else should we be worried about?
Well, think about all the platforms we use without even thinking about it. Email, cloud storage, I mean, even social media, they're all vulnerable.
Hold on. You're saying my Gmail or like my Dropbox could be entry points for hackers too, but those are supposed to be secure.
They have security measures, of course,
yeah.
But hackers are always finding new ways to exploit them. Let's take email as an example. Still the most common way these phishing attacks happen. They can fake an email address.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like it's from your bank, from your boss,
right,
even a close friend. And they create these fake login pages that are almost identical to the real ones. So they can trick you into giving away your password.
Wow. So even if the email like looks legit, I can't assume it's safe.
Exactly. Always check the sender's address carefully.
Okay.
Look for typos, any weird formatting, anything that seems a little bit off. If you have any doubts, don't click on links, don't open any attachments.
Yeah.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's a good reminder. What about cloud storage? I use that all the time for work, you know, sharing files.
Right.
How could that be a target?
Well, think about what we store in the cloud, right?
Yeah.
Important documents, personal photos, sensitive work files. Hackers know this.
Yeah.
And so what they might try to do is trick you into downloading something that looks like a legit file, but it's actually malware in disguise. Or they might send you a phishing link disguised as a file sharing link to try and steal your login.
So like even those like convenient file sharing links we use all the time.
Yeah.
Those could be a trap.
They could be. Always, always, always verify the source before you download anything, even if it seems to be coming from someone you know.
Yeah.
And make sure that you're using like strong passwords.
Right.
And two-factor authentication on all of your cloud storage accounts. Don't make it easy for them.
Okay, yeah. I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Right.
Always verify, always be suspicious. What about social media? It seems like everybody's on at least one platform.
Right.
How could that be a playground for hackers?
Social media is a gold mine. Think about it.
Okay.
That's where we share our thoughts, our interests, our connections.
Right.
Hackers can use that to create like highly targeted attacks or, you know, even just to spread misinformation and just sow chaos.
Ugh. Yeah, those like fake news articles, those scammy ads. I see them popping up all the time. It's hard to know what to trust.
It really is. And that's why critical thinking is so important online.
Right.
Don't just blindly believe everything you see. Check your sources. Do your research. Be wary of anything that seems too good to be true. And be careful what you share. You might be spreading misinformation without realizing it.
Okay. So we've got email, cloud storage, social media. They all sound like minefields. Are there like any general red flags we can watch out for, no matter what platform we're using? Like, are there universal signs that something's fishy?
Absolutely. One of the big ones is unsolicited messages. especially ones that try to create a sense of urgency or like play on your emotions. Think about those "your account has been compromised" email that make you panic and click without thinking.
Or those "you want a free cruise" messages that are like too good to be true.
Exactly. Legitimate companies, they're never going to ask you for sensitive info, like passwords or credit card details through email or social media. If you have any doubt, go directly to the official website or contact their customer support.
Right.
Don't just click on a link in an email.
Got it. Check the source. Don't panic. Any other warning signs?
Keep an eye on the language.
Okay.
Hackers often make mistakes, especially if they're not native English speakers. Look for awkward phrasing, typos, grammatical errors.
Ah, so those scammy emails that are full of typos, that's actually a good thing. I always thought it was just laziness.
It could be both. But yeah, definitely something to watch out for. And of course, we said it before, but it bears repeating. Always hover over those links before you click on them.
Right.
Check that the destination URL matches what the email or the message says.
Right, because even a link that looks safe could be leading to a bad website.
Exactly.
It's scary how easy it is to fall for this stuff.
It is. Don't forget about attachments. Never open an attachment from someone you don't know, and even if it's from someone you do know, exercise caution.
Right.
Hackers can disguise malware as harmless-looking files.
So attachments are like those mystery boxes. You never know what you're going to get.
That's a good way to put it. And another crucial tip, keep your software updated.
Oh, right.
Those updates often include security patches that fix vulnerabilities that hackers could exploit.
Okay.
So make sure you're running the latest version of your operating system, web browser, all that stuff.
Yeah, those are easy to ignore.
Right.
Those update reminders.
Important.
Yeah.
Important.
Okay. So we're being cautious with emails, attachments, links, social media. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we can do like on a broader level? Yeah. Just to kind of boost our security?
Absolutely. Consider using a reputable antivirus or anti-malware software.
Okay.
Think of it like a bodyguard for your computer. It can help protect you from a wide range of threats.
So it's like that extra layer of defense.
Exactly. It's not a foolproof solution, but it definitely helps. Ultimately, it comes down to being proactive, staying informed, and, you know, developing good digital habits. The more you practice, the better you'll get at spotting and avoiding these threats.
So it's like learning a new language.
Mm-hmm.
The language of, like, online safety.
Right.
Might seem overwhelming at first.
Right.
But once you get the basics down, it becomes second nature.
That's a great analogy. And the good news is even small steps can make a big difference.
So we've covered a lot here. Email, cloud storage, social media, general warning signs. It's clear that, you know, these hackers are getting more creative, more dangerous. It's kind of disheartening.
It can be. But remember, we're not powerless. Knowledge is power.
Right.
And the more we understand about these threats, the better equipped we'll be to fight back.
Okay.
And don't forget, we haven't even finished talking about Google's role in all of
that. Oh, right. We were going to dig into that bigger question about, like, their responsibility. That sounds like a good place to pick up in the final part of our deep dives. I'm ready to hear what you have to say about that. All right. So we're back. And ready to finish our deep dive into these Google Calendar phishing attacks. And last time we were talking about how Google's responding to all this. You know, they're recommending features, encouraging extra security. But it still feels like there's a bigger question here about just how much responsibility they really have.
It's tough, for sure. On one hand, Google's definitely working on the security side. They're putting a ton of resources into AI and machine learning to try and detect and block these attacks. And they're always updating their systems, trying to stay ahead of the bad guys.
So it's not like they're just ignoring the problem, right?
No, not at all. But here's the thing. Could they be doing more? Could they be better at explaining these threats to users? Could they be more transparent about how their systems work, how they're fighting back? And could they be quicker to react when these attacks happen, like taking down those fake websites faster?
Yeah, those are all good points. It feels like there's this constant tension between making things easy to use and keeping them really secure.
Exactly. It's a balancing act. And it's not just Google either. Every tech company is facing the same challenge.
Right.
As our lives move more and more online, the stakes just get higher and higher.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it? Technology is supposed to connect us, make things easier, but it also opens up all these new ways for hackers to get in.
It's the double-edged sword of the digital age, for sure. And that's why it's so important for us as users to be informed, to be cautious, and to speak up. We need to make these companies accountable, and push them to put our security first.
So it's not just about individual responsibility, it's about taking action together.
Exactly. We all have a part to play.
Well said. I think that's an important message to remember. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the details of how these attacks work to their impact on our digital lives. But if you had to pick one key takeaway for our listeners, what would it be?
Knowledge is power. The more you know about these threats, the better you can protect yourself. So don't be afraid to ask questions, to challenge assumptions, and to demand better security from the companies you trust.
Couldn't agree more. We're not helpless. We can make a difference.
Exactly. And remember, it's not about living in fear. It's about being informed, being proactive, and taking control of your online security.
Well, on that empowering note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us. It's been incredibly helpful.
It's been my pleasure. Always glad to shed some light on these important issues.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on this journey. We hope you learned something new and that you'll keep exploring the world of cybersecurity with a critical eye. Stay safe out there, and remember, knowledge is your best defense.